Hi, everybody. Well, today is another Saturday, and I got about almost straight up on the hour here. It's my time, 7 o'clock. Today is the 14th of July, 2012. And so if you're back east, then it's 10 o'clock. Somewhere else, then it's some other time. Anyway, so yeah. So let's have our co-host come on, Kathy. We'll be going to the lights here probably in about 15 minutes here. And when you do, when we go up there, a lot of people just love to have that light being put up in front of them on the computer. You're probably on the computer, more than likely, unless you're on the phone line calling in. Scroll down a little ways and bring up the big light beam picture. We'll activate that before we go to the light ship. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And happy Saturday Night Live on the light ship. And Ron calls it Saturday Night Live because the healings on the light ship happen only today, July 14th, 2012. And Ron is the ambassador to the Creation Light Ship and our escort, and we cannot go to the light ship without him. So Ron just mentioned the light being, and for those who are new, he's referring to the drawing of the face that is on the BBS Radio Creation Light Ship page. Scroll down toward the middle. That's the light being face below the lotus flower that's blinking. And so it's really quite interesting to watch that as we're on the light ship, because it does become activated in subtle ways. Lots of people see it. And so, Ron, we had a few questions from other people that were kind of new, who wrote to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Can I address those before we go to the light ship?
Yeah, in fact, why don't we energize the light beam right now, and we'll get that so you have more energy. So here we go. Bring up that light beam on the monitor screen. And here we go. So it's your choice now. We have three different types. We have male and female and non-gender. And so it depends which one you want to have. So you need to specify. Just as I start bringing the energy in, just connect and just see if, you know, which one you want to have, and just request that. So here we go. And they will hear you through the mind energy, you know, by talking through your mind, because, you know, not too many people are heart-centered. So they do actually connect to you that way, too, and to listen to you. Just that there's a lot of judgment in that, but they will understand. So here we go. So bring in the energy. So remember, it's non-gender, male or female. So one, two, three, and you can see the picture actually change. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And what I will say, I should have said this before, the females are a little more gentle feeling. The males are a little more intense. And the non-gender are very neutral, typically. So that's what you'd be experiencing. So here we go again. So stronger, stronger, stronger. And you can change it if you want right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, that's feeling good. Stronger, stronger, stronger. You should see the colors change. It's doing that for me, and the eyes become, you know, this is like a living photograph, living picture that you're looking at now. So stronger, stronger, and the eyes can track you. If you want to move back and forth, you can see them actually move a little bit. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we probably have, the way it feels, mainly the female energy with most of the people here. So I'd say, feels like about five times more females than it does males. And then the non-gender is maybe about just a little bit as far as energy. The energy runs through me, so I can sample what's going on here. So most people have female energies coming through. And again, here we go again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I'm so glad we're activating light beam for this particular Saturday Night Live on the Light Chip. And other people seem to be feeling the same way. Bonnie said she feels the energy coming right into her room, and a lot of people have told me before that, or I've heard on the fast chat, that they use the light beam for their wallpaper on their cell phone or their screensaver on their computer, just because they remember and enjoy the peaceful energy when it's activated. And so thank you very much. So we have a couple of questions, if I can get started with those. Or
I'll even say, even if it's not activated and you have it up,
yeah,
if you have something else up on your screen, you know, that what could be up could be attached by darkness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Different types of wallpaper, so it could come through, or they could use that. With the light being up, they're not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole or even, you know, a 1,000-foot pole. Because it is, in a sense, still being monitored as it comes up, even though it may not be activated. So if the darkness tries to attach to that light beam picture, the light chip will go right after them instantly. So it's just a way. That's what we say on, like on some of the clearings, leave the light beam picture up. And, you know, people just leave it up automatically sometimes, even if they don't have a clearing up. And that's probably part of the reason. So I wanted to kind of mention that to people. That the picture cannot be attached by darkness at all. Or if you have some other picture up on your, wallpaper or something, it's very possible. Maybe we talk about energetic transfers of energy, and they could attach to that with a frequency, whatever it is. Maybe you have a, something up that, I saw like the fish going back and forth the screen, you know. Well, I'm sure they could attach to the fish, if they would choose to do so. Not that they are, but that's a possibility. But the light being is definitely, in safe territory for you. So back to you, Kathy.
So I'm seeing other people remarking that they also keep the light being up. Are you saying that that would kind of be a protection of the phone and the computer?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. Even if it's not activated by me at all, just by having it on. And it cannot transfer negative energy to you. It's impossible, or energy that it's not going to bring you any energy. Typically, it could bring some peace, very possibly, but it cannot be connected or attached by the darkness energy to give you an energetic transmission. So remember, that's like a cording or a thought. It can't work that way, so it would be a safe picture to have up. So back to you, Kathy.
It is safe to have up, and it does attract attention.
But it does, yeah.
And Ron, will the medical staff drawing also be considered a light beam picture to use as well?
Yes, it will. Uh huh. Yep.
Great. Okay, now back to the fast chat and the questions. Some new listeners. From Mike R., is my condition related to death barcodes? If so, how many barcodes do I have?
Okay, Mike R., you have six of those. It sort of feels like about maybe 60% is with the death barcode with your condition, okay? The other 40% I wouldn't know until you actually finish the clearing to look at it. And it could even be higher than that. But right now I'm picking up 60%. Hope you get that information in my car. Back to you,
yes.
Kathy.
Okay, from Sharina. Her bed is, well, she says that she has a bed that is suspended from inside a pyramid hanging from the ceiling.
Okay.
And she understands some of the pyramids may be of dark energy. And she has done a space clearing for the pyramid. Wants to know if it's clear.
Let's see. It doesn't feel very bad to me. Let me just kind of check out the pyramid here right now. I do feel energy radiating from the pyramid. I'm trying to see what to say on it. You could somehow do like a crown chakra disconnection on the top of the pyramid. That would be the best thing to do. Like we have ourselves, you know, with the crown chakra disconnect. Somehow energy is coming into the very top of it. And I can feel the energy. It kind of like pulsates to me when I'm in there. I just, you know, was in the pyramid here. And it kind of feels like vertical energy bars coming into the body, like raindrops are falling straight down. And then I saw a connection above the top of the pyramid where all the sides connected, and it like goes straight up. And so if you're closing that top off, disconnecting the energy that comes in at the top, then it feels pretty good. I don't know if it would lose some of the qualities of it or not, but it would probably definitely help you, maybe. Because I don't know if the aliens are connecting to that or not. Normally, a lot of the pyramids that people purchase could be an anomaly which is connected to the earth energy. And then, on the other hand, you could see the different pyramids that are physical here, and are they resonating to physical pyramids? And going a step further, I have experienced myself a long time ago having a pyramid on my head, and I made it different sizes just out of a piece of paper, you know, cutting cardboard. And it did feel different as I changed the base dimension on it. I forgot what I did. This is going back, probably maybe 30 years, I guess. But I guess maybe I had like a 6-inch and an 8-inch and maybe a 10-inch wide pyramid, maybe even a foot or something. And it did feel different with each one that I put on my head. But not knowing what I know now, you know. And then also you have the dunce hat. The dunce hat is, in a sense, that is a cone that used to be used for people. If you're a younger person listening, you may not have heard it, because I don't think they use the term dunce hat anymore. But in the old days, it didn't happen in my time. When I went to school, I never saw that, but I have heard about it. So some child that maybe was maybe unruly or whatever, maybe not too smart or something, they would take the person and put them in a chair and put this white hat on their head, and I guess it would help their intelligence. So maybe we'll get some comments on that. I think I've seen it in movies. So it's probably pretty well maybe talked about maybe in the 40s, I think, when you see the older movies. But we'll see if we have any people that can recall that. Maybe they even had one on themselves. I don't know. But back to you, Kathy. So the energy right now doesn't feel too bad, but I would cut off the energy on the top of it. I like that, like where all the sides come together, that apex up there. So back to you, Kathy, we'll see what comes
the
about
crown
here.
Crown chakra cording disconnection clearing?
Yeah, something like that. That could probably mm-hmm. work, yeah. What I'll do for you is I'll disconnect the energy. Boy, it's kind of going to be on the call tomorrow, so you may not, you may have other energies moving around. So it might be hard to discern what's happening. Maybe I can do that near the end of the week or something, and I'll just turn it off for that night or something, or two nights in a row, and we'll just see how you sleep. If I did it tonight, since you're on the call today, you may be having a lot of energy stuff happening, and you may not be able to discern if there's a difference or not. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. About the barcodes, someone asked if pets have desk barcodes put on them also.
Boy. I would probably say yes, but only to harm you. So, and that's probably why they put them on us too. I'm using the word probably because if they want to get the animal out of here, one of your pets out of here, then they may do something to interfere with its normal process. Now, remember, the death barcodes, typically it's from the natal chart, and I don't see these happening with the animal from the natal chart, okay? I just see that it could be something that they attach to the animal to maybe take away its life force energy or something. So it's like having a whammy put on it. Dark side, you know, psychic attack or something, which could be, or could look like a barcode. But as far as one that'd be like us from the natal chart, you know, I don't perceive that happening to animals.
Okay. And David wanted to know what other clearings are appropriate for our pets. I know before you've mentioned some of the free clearings, like the satellite timeline crash.
Yeah, what I would get, if you have a pet, by all means, I would do the emotional clearing on it. You know, and that's an incredible clearing for some animals. You know, I did a cat that didn't even want to come into rooms and people were there and were afraid of men, and after doing the clearing instantly, you know, when the cat showed up, maybe in 15 minutes, it just, you know, came and sat down in the living room with, you know, four people before the cat wouldn't even come close to men and strangers. So it would only come, you know, to the owner when nobody was there. And that was really, it's just like a whole different, they could, their mouth dropped, the two people that had the cat, because it's been doing this, you know, for a long time, and that's what happened. The lady had the cat, and then she got a boyfriend, and I guess they were living together for a couple of years. I'm assuming that, okay? And then I did an emotional clearing on the cat, went to their house, and they're talking about their cat. I go out to do a clearing on it, did the clearing, and lo and behold, the cat instantly walked into the room. Normally, it would peek its head around the far end of the hall and then run across the hall to the garage door, had a little swing door there where it would eat its food out in the garage. And it would be like a streak of lightning, they said. And just peeked its head around the corner and just came walking in just like normal. A slow walk and sat down in the middle of the floor in front of us. And that was just from the emotional clearing. I would do that. Maybe, you know, if you think your animal or pet had a problem with birth, yeah, maybe do a trauma clearing or something. I think we got a beep there, Kathy.
Yes, I heard a call. Caller, go ahead, please. You have a question for Ron?
Yes, hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, I had a question for Ron. I have three questions for Ron about implants and barcodes and timelines. And, Ron, I understand that an implant would be if a person puts a restriction on another person, that's usually an implant. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it'd be a psychic attack, but It might be like an implant. I normally talk about implants as an alien device or something energetically that's connected, but it could be similar to that, yeah, because you're putting something into somebody or on somebody in a location. So, yeah, that could be looked at that way, but I'd probably use a different word for that. Yeah, I would say you're probably pretty much, right there.
Okay, all right. And then if a person says, I want you to help me, and then they turn around and they say a minute later, I don't want you to help me, wouldn't that be an implant where they contradict themselves sometime too?
Yeah, that or maybe an entity popped in and changed the personality instantly.
Okay.
That's I would probably look more at the entity than that. But, yeah, there are, you remember, people have those mind-looping situations too. And the mind loop could be from one mind loop to another. One could say yes, one could say no.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Opposites. Okay. If you were talking about a cat running, getting up and running away, if a person loses their energy, could that be a barcode, like a death barcode, and they start to lose more and more energy, and then they suddenly they get their energy, they jump up and they run out of the room, would that be, what would that be?
If somebody's in the room, they feel like they lost their energy, getting tired, and then all of a sudden they got a burst of energy and took off. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
Boy. Well, that could be anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at this as it could be the entities showing up. It could be somebody doing a psychic attack on them, and all of a sudden the attack got released, and now they got normal again. That could be probably pretty strange. It could even be, you know, maybe like a split personality too, possibly. Yeah, it could be, that would be a pretty weird one to try to figure out.
Okay. And then a timeline, isn't that where they just take some, may take some energy from you and cause a conflict or a fear in a person? Wouldn't that basically be a timeline, or that could be an entity too, an alien also, I guess, right? And a combination of different things too then, right?
Yeah, normally a timeline is a parallel life where you're experiencing something, and you could have a bleed through where they can copy and paste the energy into your current lifetime here. And so let's just say that you felt fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, 5 minutes later, you feel drained. You go, what the heck happened to me? You know, I was doing great, you know. Well, it's very possible that something was going on another timeline that may not be related to what you're doing. And here, and all of a sudden, that tiredness or lack of consciousness maybe could have been transferred here to you. And all of a sudden, you know, you just got very tired and maybe lost, you know, what you wanted to do as far as you're connecting the dots to things. So, yeah, that's what I'd probably say be a bleed-through of a parallel life, but you don't know what happened to you. You know, you could have been running and being exhausted, and all of a sudden you come back here, you know, and they copy and paste your spirit back in, and all of a sudden your spirit's tired, and you go, man, I'm really exhausted, you know. I felt fine 5 minutes ago. What happened to me? And I'm sure people have experienced that. So I would say it's probably more like a timeline situation where they get copied and pasted onto you.
When a person becomes manic, what happens then when they're manic all of a sudden?
It was the same thing. It could be that. I'd say manic's probably more like it's probably entities coming in.
Oh, okay. I see.
Remember, you could get a slew of them coming in at one time. No.
Oh, I see.
You come
okay.
in and say, hey, I like this body, and he goes, hey, guys, come over here, and all of a sudden you get 1,000 of them popping into your body. And then you either a lot of energy or nothing. And maybe they're trying to get you to do something, and you don't want to do it because you don't have the program. But normally entities will attach to a program that's already installed in you that's not running, or it's already running and they want to come in and get the energy from that program.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be like a person who's an alcoholic, we'll say, and they're trying to get off of drinking, and all of a sudden, you know, they're walking down, you know, maybe let's say like in New York where they have a lot of, on certain streets they have a lot of bars. I'll just put it that way. I'm not saying that New York is full of bars, but we'll just say they have bars on certain streets there. In fact, when I was back there and they're doing St. Patrick's Day, that was quite something to see everybody drinking even a day before. Well, people, not everybody, but people drinking the day before. And they were, like, really smashed, a few people, you know. But there they, uh-huh. It's, like, promoted. So all of a sudden, you know, you may be an alcoholic and you have to walk down these streets where there's a lot of bars. And all of a sudden, for some reason, all the entities hop into you and they want a drink. And all of a sudden now you say, well, I'll just have one drink. Well, you got 50 entities. They may want to have 50 drinks.
Uh-huh.
You know what happened to you? You lost your control only because they took it away from you and they wanted to drink. So that's entities. So the entities can work in a different way with you.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate knowing that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron.
Okay, so I guess it's getting close to the light ship. We got a birthday. Wow, okay. So, Debbie, it's your birthday, looks like, huh? We'll go and go to the food court to have a birthday party. Everybody ready? I hope. Light beam should be up on your screen if you like. And here we go. We're going up. People listening live, this will work for. Otherwise, it'll just be like peace energy. Has to be live on the program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're on the light ship now. This is source energy that created you. And there's light beams there that have chosen to take a blueprint and activate that with their spirit, and they can help you in the process of doing different types of healings. So that's why when I bring them forward, normally I bring ones that are more familiar to earthlings here. So here we go. We'll go into the first room, and let's go to the food court right off the bat. Oh, boy. Here we go. Remember, there's light beams there that do eat. And some don't eat. And since we're there, we eat. So let's. I look for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle and the nuts and the cherry on the top and the whipped cream and different things like that. And it's a little small piece, size of a pencil eraser. So when you do get this particular treat, you know, you may want to get a magnifying glass and look at it. So it looks like it's, you know, 6 inches, you know, across or something like you'd normally think you'd want to have. Otherwise, it doesn't look like much to you. But here we go. I'm going to put it underneath your tongue now, and you might feel the yumminess of this here. And you can get seconds and thirds, and you're probably feeling your saliva changing instantly. And even though it's like a dessert that maybe you're on Weight Watchers and you go, I don't know, you know, well, this won't affect you, so at least that way. You will get a lot of energy from it. And they have special drinks to drink, and the light beams now are going to sing a happy birthday to Debbie and whoever else has a birthday this month in July. And they're doing that now. Here we go. So you get seconds if we'd like. So one, I mean more into us here with this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into another room. And if you want more seconds or thirds, you can. So here we go. Hopefully you're all sampling that here. And let's go into the room that has the a silver energy. And this room is full of silver. So some water to drink, that silver water, so we can have that, enjoy that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And do we have another request out there, Kathy?
White light.
Okay, we're going to the white light room here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into the room that has pink light. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and let's do a special clearing here for maybe pets and animals that we have seen possibly in the last, maybe during this month here, that lost their life unexpectedly. So we're going to bring those energies up to the light ship right now. We'll go into quarantine first, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're going to the rainbow waterfall room now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, anything else, Kathy?
The spirit creation room, please.
Okay, here we go. This is where we're created. So I'm going to walk into this room here, and it's a special room. And as you walk into it and open the door, then walk into it, you're going to see the white light of your spirit. The true you, the real you, and your twin flame is one. And I'll bring the energy to you right now. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. So we'll just give it maybe 15 seconds of silence here. And I probably should talk because sometimes the computers will shut off the program here. So should be able to enjoy that here. We're going to go into the hot tub room for detox. And here we go. Be some more of that silver energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into the room that has the rainforest. Here we go. Going into this room here. You'll see the big trees and enjoy this. We'll go into a couple more rooms and we'll come back. So here we go. Coming into the rainforest room, you might actually sense the energy around you is kind of moist. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into another room that has the deer. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a request for dolphins. So we have different types of dolphins. And we have white ones and we have black ones. And then we also have ones that are multicolored. And we have pink ones. So this will be your choice because they're all there. So I'll just bring in the dolphin energy. And here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And as I said before, your pets and animals are on the light chip. And what we're going to do is I'm going to ask the light beings to give your pets and animals their, if they can, during this short process, a little energetic massage. We'll just see if anybody has their animals changing a little bit here, becoming more or less tense. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess the last room will be the room with the oxygen. So here we go. We've got giant ferns, so that would be, we can go into the, that's the rainforest room. So let's go into the oxygen room here. And this is where they have the bubbly water. And here we go. So going into this room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I got, it's like Patrick, he wants blue sky room. Yeah, we can, there's all different colors in there. So we'll go into the blue room, which would have like blue sky. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, that's very peaceful. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're in the, all these rooms at one time now, so and we'll go into the pain release room. It'll be the last room we go into. So here we go, going into the pain release, request release of pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we're going to come back from the light ship here. And he wants, Jamie looks like wants energy for their plant. So here we go, plant energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Come back from the light ship now, everybody. Coming back down. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if Kathy's there. So are you purring, Kathy? You have dogs. What a dog you do.
Oh, no, that, yeah. Oh, what a treat that was for all of us, and especially for our pets, especially that energetic massage for the pets. How lucky. David, who asked about the barcode, death barcode for his pets earlier, commented that while on the light ship, his two dogs stood up when you mentioned pets, Ron.
They're already up there, so I just had the attention brought to them. So that's very nice to have that. I thought all the animals are there. They're actually having other processes done to them, but I figured that they would like the massage down here, so and that they would actually be able to relax more. and you actually see something happening to them, or if it's an internal operation or something going on, which is what they do, at times you probably wouldn't even know what's going on. It happens instantly. But the pet would respond with, a massage, feeling better. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Marsha says she takes her cats up to the light ship and that they've gotten much better. And she says they're actually kind of funny up there. They do funny things up there. And Debbie says that her pug, dog, and possum rolled over. And Marsha said she also saw black and white dolphins when you mentioned they were in different colors. So
yes,
a lot of people just saw amazing things. And everyone enjoyed the birthday cakes, it looks like. Some people said their sweet tooth is acting up just in time. I think some people had second helpings or maybe even third, speaking for myself.
And, you should not feel better. You should feel full.
We should feel full? Oh, good. Okay. And then Elle's wanting to know why the oxygen was colored.
Sometimes they'll bring it forth as a colored oxygen so you can actually see the difference and relate to a different color as to a particular maybe body location. So that's kind of the way it works. And very possibly you wanted to sample different oxygens up there talking to the light beings. So they brought in the different colors to show you when one changed one to the other. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and let's see. Everyone's thanking you. A lot of people are thanking you. Debbie says it was the best birthday she's ever had. And Amanda said it was a real treat. She agrees. And Marie says, I feel like I've had too much champagne. And Heidi says she knows the pets know what's going on.
Yeah, they do. Yep, they definitely
do. People are saying the muscles are feeling looser, relaxed, peaceful. It was such an amazing, sacred experience. And Marie is asking that she's saying she's sweating a little bit, and the ears are high-pitched.
Maybe some residual energy from being up there. The high pitch, I don't know about, but I would think it's just probably healing in process. So that's what I would think. Sometimes they're not done with you. And even though I bring people back, you might be up there for a little bit longer. It's what they decide to do. So I know I have had, on a few occasions, people were actually up there for an extra maybe half an hour. And they probably didn't know that, but I could see them up there on the light ship as they're still being worked with, because they probably had more complications with that way. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, there's still a lot of comments coming in. They were saying that the red sky was beautiful, and Kevin saying it was a great bunch up there tonight, a wonderful party. And Trish says her ankles don't hurt near as much now. Thank you, thank you. And Sue's asking if she wants some confirmation she's just asking if the animals are going to ascend. Is she remembering that correctly?
Yeah, I don't see why they would not. So more than likely, I would say that would be correct, yes. I would say, 95% yes. Because I can't see why they would not do that, because they're already connected in a lot of heart energy. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Some people said it was their first time on the light ship, and they really enjoyed it, and they liked the lemon zest. People are just really noticing what goes on the light ship. Joseph says now his senses are more acute and aware. And Jamie says she's the one that requested the plants be energized. She says her plants have been singing the blues, and she's sure this will help. And Lou said that her tomato plant and flower has been doing a lot better since she takes it up to the light ship. it's just so wonderful that the lightship includes our immediate surroundings and our pets every time we go up, too. It really probably helps them as much as it helps us.
That does. Remember, the remember everybody's energies get kind of mixed up anyway, so sometimes the energies from your pets and animals are from you because they're so much more in peace energy, and they can try to heal you with their peace. And in the process, they get some residuals from you. So when they go up, that gets taken away from them. So that's what's so nice about taking animals and pets up.
Great. And before, when you mentioned the emotional clearing for the pets, a few people had wrote in that they had done the emotional clearing for their pets and it made a big difference, especially on their dogs. They noticed they were much more peaceful and happy, and they had been carrying around a lot of, I guess, past trauma. So there was a big difference with the emotional clearing applied to the pets.
And you don't know what your pet really, unless you saw it, you know, and followed it through, you know, maybe the first month or two when it was born or whatever, you don't know how it was treated, you know. And so, you know, when you see maybe a cat or a dog, you know, and they're, you know, it's being sold or being given away or something, you know, you don't know what that history is. You know, they're looking to find you, and they find you, but they could be stuffed full of all these traumas that you know nothing about. And you may not even recognize that because you just think that they're brand new when you buy it or get it from somebody, you know. And, you know, they're carrying a lot of stuff, especially maybe birth trauma. You know, you're not going to know that history. So when you do the clearings on them, all of a sudden the animal can get freed up. And the animals are, I'd say, probably 100 times quicker to heal than us. And so just by doing an emotional healing, I mean, they take to it like, you know, like a duck to water, you know. So they're very, I won't say easy to heal, but compared to us, they would be. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and Sue says she took off the death barcodes from her pets and thinks it really helped. There's some kinds of confirmations here about the death barcode removal on the pets and also the emotional clearing. So if you do think your pet has a death barcode on it, is it safe to assume that it has probably more than one, Ron?
Well, I don't know.
Like we do?
You know, I would say if you have a pet, just go in there and maybe give me a little donation of some sort and just go through and do, you know, maybe do three of them just to see what happens on it. You know, I don't want to charge you that same price for a pet or animal or something, but just give me a little donation or something and go in and do it if you are already done it yourself. And hopefully you have done it yourself. If you haven't done it yourself, then boy, you better get that off of you because you're losing a lot. So, that's what I would suggest doing for everybody. The emotional clearing, you know, for yourself, for animals and pets, you know, and then, you know, for yourself, you know, the death barcode. And maybe if you got a lot of them on you, maybe they're going to try to make you feel sad by putting it onto your animals and have them leave you too, you know. All they want to do is take your energy from traumas, and losing something that's close to you is probably the absolute worst thing that you can go through on a trauma. Back to you, Kathy.
Good advice. Thank you. Peter, who says he's new, did not see as much or see very little compared to other people here in the fast chat. And he wonders if that's pretty much normal and will he remember more in the future?
Let's just say that maybe 10% of the people can see things up there. Then maybe, you know, maybe 30% of the people can kind of feel some of the energies working in their bodies. And then from there, a lot of people don't feel or sense anything. And all of a sudden, one day, they might feel something, you know, or actually start to see. So it's always interesting you know, how people kind of evolve. And if you don't see, nothing's wrong with you. So by all means, don't think that, I'm not seeing, you know, what did I do wrong, you know, how come, can I get it fixed? Don't even worry about it. Just know that the healings always work. Remember, the light doesn't have a belief system. And so it doesn't matter if you've been very religious and whatever you've done on spiritual practices or whatever. It just sees you as it's creation, and that's your choice. When you go to the light ship, if you're on this call or on the ones that we have weekly, then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what your belief system was in the past, you're up there, and they work with you. We just did our four-hour call today. We have the Sunday calls, 8 hours, starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And we get rid of the alien critters, life forms and stuff that are connected to you. So somebody mentioned ankles, about ankles feeling better. So let's just work with ankles with alien critters. So we'll go to joints. I'll do a little sample of this here. When you're on the eight-hour calls, then you're on the light ship for the whole month. In fact, if you're on it today, 4 hour going on to it tomorrow for the eight-hour also, then you're on the light ship right now in quarantine, and they're working with you. So here we go. Getting rid of critters out of our joints. These are alien life forms. We got 3 minutes to go here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So to see how you feel, move your joints around. Maybe get up, walk, stretch, twist, whatever, you know, you may want to do. And just see how you're feeling. So, anything you want to add tonight, Kathy?
I just wanted to say the light being photos, the non-activated or the activated, some people seem to really want them and wondered if they could print them out and carry them in their wallet.
Yeah, you could, but it won't be energized. So,
Can they get activated, energized photos of the light beams from the website?
And it doesn't take that way, no. It only has probably about a 5% charge on it. So what I do is activate them for people when they call me, or connect with me some way. You know, just send me an email. But normally, just sell them a photo for $10 that they put in their on their altar or next to their bed or something.
Okay. And Ed would like to know why the why we look like the light, or why the light beams look like us, or why we look like them. Of all the different beings.
Because they select. A picture of something that we'd be used to. If I had a picture of another type of a creation, remember, you're looking at creations of light, and if I gave you a picture of maybe a ladybug with about 30 eyes on it that kind of stuck out of its head, you know, moving around a little bit, that might be kind of freaky. Well, that is a creation that they have on the light ship. But I don't bring those forward because there's no need to, and it might seem pretty bizarre for some people. So they do bring into us a physical appearance that looks like us. Oh, remember, our body was created from light. And it looks like we're coming to a close here, so.
Ron, some people are commenting that their ankles feel better from the clearing you just did on the joints.
Yeah, so that's the alien critters. You have poison in there too, probably, and then waste products and carcasses. So what you may want to do, if you don't want to get on the 8-hour calls, you can't, get on the Alien Attack page. And I think that's $10 for the week, $30 for the month. And go in there, and the caterpillars are probably the main one that does that. And just start clearing those out. And that would help you. So I do have another clearing up, but I can't recall what it was. But it dealt with alien life forms, too. With poisons and different things, but I don't know what it is called right now. But that Alien Attack page is what you probably want to do, you know, to get these things off of you. So, I guess we should probably go here, let BBS carry on with the new show here after ours. So, thank you, everybody, for listening. And looking at the 14th of July right now, 2012, and we'll be on BBS Monday the 16th at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, Kathy, for helping out.
Thank you for all the wonderful healings tonight, Ron, and the fabulous trip to the light ship and the birthday party.
Welcome. Okay, we'll see you later. Blessings.